The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
I'm proud to say Eric made me who I am today.
A man who lives in a car wash and goes by the name Uncle Sudsy Wudsy.
And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, as they say.
It's such a thing. You know, the 12 days of Christmas, I like that idea that Christmas isn't over, you know, on the 25th or whatever, that you continue, you know, through the new year and whatever. So wherever it is, when you're listening to this, people listen to this program at different times. Let me say Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Now, Alvin, we got a lot to talk about, a lot of exciting stuff.
I know.
We've had a lot of exciting guests over the holidays. I have to say, I did a reading of my Uncle Muggsy book, and I want, you know what I want to talk about right now before we go, because we've always got these interesting guests, but I want to remind people of two things. I want to remind you that the 3rd of January is the last day. Friday the 3rd of January is the last day to give to Christian Solidarity International. I think this is one of the finest organizations on the planet. They are doing God's work. They're freeing slaves from slavery. Think about it. This is real. You don't have to go back in time. You don't have to pretend. This is an evil that is happening right now. You don't have to imagine it. It's happening now. The good news is that today, unlike in 1850 in America, we could do something about it. There are organizations at the top of the list of CSI that are endeavoring to free these slaves from slavery. CSI, we've partnered with them many times before. Many people have given very generously to them. And I want to say, if you've not yet given, or perhaps you've given and you got some Christmas money and you want to free another slave, it's like Schindler's List. What did I do with that $250? I could have freed one more person. This is real. So go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner, MetaxasTalk.com. And CSI doesn't just free these folks from slavery. They work with these people. First of all, they get them safe. They get them on their own two feet. They provide a number of things that are necessary for these folks to sustain themselves. It's just an amazing thing that we're living at a time when we can do something about these evils. These evils still exist, folks. I wish I could get somebody out of North Korea tomorrow, out of a North Korean prison camp. I can't do that.
Yeah.
But I can get somebody out of actual slavery.
I know. And some of these people have been enslaved for 20, 30 years. And they get out and they have given a brand new life.
It's hard for me to talk about this because it's so horrible. But the good news is that we can do something. So, folks, please go to our website. There is a phone number. Let me give you the phone number before we've got all kinds of things we want to share with you, behind the scenes stuff from my Christmas special. But let me just give you the phone number. 800-253-3522. We're going to share some crazy behind-the-scenes stuff from the TBN Christmas special.
Yeah.
But once again, the phone number, please write this down or go to our website, metaxastalk.com. But the phone number is 800-253-3522, 800-253-3522. We can literally give the gift of freedom and hope to people who have been enslaved in the Sudan, folks. $250 or any amount that you can give. There's some people that can give a lot, and I want to ask you, please give generously. This is very real. The need is very real. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Let's face it, we can't give everything, but we can all give something. So please do. And those of you, when you give, everybody is entered in a big grand prize drawing. We give away a number of gifts, but no matter what you give, you already get entered in a drawing. Okay, Alvin, we've got a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, and in the next couple of days, I'd like to talk about that. But let's start. You were with us. We filmed the TBN Christmas special. You can go to TBN.org and check it out, TBN.org. Of course, it's all over TBN on TV, but in case you got some questions, when is it? Did I miss it? TBN.org. So, Alvin, tell us, behind-the-scenes, Alvin,
well,
what happened?
I mean, part of the opening is we end up on a double-decker bus. That is, you jump on the bus, and we're all there singing and, you know, swaying with the music, as the kids
we
might say.
We rented a double-decker bus down Fifth Avenue.
And it was freezing that day.
It was really
It was like 30 degrees, but about 25 degrees. And then when the bus is like speeding down Fifth Avenue, the wind is blowing and we are just absolutely freezing. There are people on the sidewalks. They're just like cheering and applauding because they could see we're doing this music video, right? And it's hysterical. At one point, I actually bought a hot dog that I was going to use as a prop on the top of the bus. And what does Eric do? He reaches out, he grabs the hot dog, because you're in the bottom of the duck
bus
at that point. Yeah, I know, because we were taking a break and you thought I had ordered the hot dog for you, and you come up the steps like, hey, Eric, I bought that, so I had to buy another hot dog.
Nobody understands that to get from the entrance of the double-decker bus all the way down to the back of the bus to go to the stairs are in the back, to go up to the top of the double bus and then to go to the front of the bus where we were filming some of the video, that's like a long distance. So the hot dog, the whole hot dog thing was so confusing, and I thought, I guess somebody bought me a hot dog. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
The second time I had him throw it up to the top of the bus because I wanted to eat it. So that's $4 out of the budget that I spent, $2 a hot dog.
And you're not getting refunded on that.
I'm not getting that.
Unless you can produce a receipt, Alvin.
I didn't. Throw up that receipt.
Maybe we have video footage, and maybe a judge will award you
maybe.
A reimbursement. Well, anyway, the thing is that 3 years ago I recorded the song Step Into Christmas.
Yeah.
That is Elton John's Christmas song, Step Into. It's a great song. And I did something different with the song. I decided that the beginning of the song could be sung slower. Like it's like a dreamy, ghost-like entree into what becomes a kooky song.
Yeah.
And I don't know where I got that crazy idea. I'm not some, you know, musician, but I just said, let's record it this way. And so we recorded it that way. And lo and behold, now we're recording a Christmas special. We need a song for the intro, and we use my recording. I'm on the top of the bus, lip syncing to my own song, like Milli Vanilli, and like a lot of the big stars.
Ones,
they lip sync to their own music. So I'm on the top of the bus in the cold in different costumes, lip syncing to my own music.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just really a wonderful special. And the background people, there's a guy with a puppet there. He has this crazy puppet that's singing along with us.
But it's scary. You're up on that bus and you're speeding along, and we get very close to the traffic lights. There was one lovely gal who was decapitated gruesomely. And I got to tell you, show business is it's dangerous. Next time we're gonna have some stunt doubles.
Yeah, but we put it in a Christmas box and it's beautiful.
Thank goodness it wasn't a real person.
No,
I almost got decapitated up there.
No, I'm a tall guy, as you know, and I am not kidding. My head was literally an inch from. If I had stood on my tippy toes, I would have been knocked unconscious.
Yeah,
there's
one point in the video where I look up.
Yeah,
and that was the moment where I thought,
actually see that in the video. Yeah. You see how close we get to the streetlights.
Well, the stuff that day, I mean, people know if they've watched it or when you watch it, you'll see that I'm sprinting through Manhattan in a tuxedo.
Yeah.
And that's real.
That is.
And there are people looking at me like, what's this guy doing sprinting in a tuxedo? Nobody sprints through the crowds. And yet he's wearing a tuxedo.
And sunglasses on a winter day.
And sunglasses, yeah. Right?
Oh, my goodness.
And how about those beautiful fake Rockettes that we hired?
Oh, we love the fake
we
ones.
We have dancers who were involved in the whole thing, and we did a thing with them outside of Radio City Music Hall.
The director's wife did an incredible job with choreography through this whole show.
Amber Ward, the wife of Seth Ward, is involved. She's the one who pushes me in the stroller.
Yes.
In case you haven't seen the show, that's Amber Ward, and she does appear in the kick line a little bit later, so we did make room for her in the special. It's hard to believe that we're talking about something that's real. It sounds like a joke.
Yeah.
Anyway, we return to our regular programming in a couple of seconds, folks, but right now we just thought because it's Christmas time, we want to share this kind of crazy stuff with you. When we come back, I don't know. I can't remember who we have up. It's either Sheila Weber. Anyway, it doesn't matter. BJ Weber and Sheila Weber or Jesse Lee Peterson. We don't know who we're going to program. But I just want to tell you, folks, if you haven't yet given a CSI, I'm going to give you the phone number again. It's very important that everybody just give something. 800-253-3522. You can go to the website, metaxastalk.com. It's much easier. Just go to the website, metaxastalk.com, and give right there. Metaxastalk.com and click on the CSI banner, but you can call right now, 800-253-3522, 800-253-3522, and we'll be right back.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. We do the Happiness Hour, the Male-Female Hour, and the Ultimate Issues Hour. Since 2010, we have done over 1,200 such segments. Per your request, the Prager Store has bundled them all together and offering them as a holiday package. Every Happiness Hour, every Ultimate Issues Hour, and every Male-Female Hour, that's hundreds of hours. We've had the best ofs for each year, but never every segment since 2010. All in one place. These segments have literally saved lives, kept marriages together, and allowed us to talk truthfully about issues without influence from the left. Now you can own every Happiness Hour, every Ultimate Issues Hour, and every Male-Female Hour since 2010. Until the end of the week, the complete bundle is 70% off. This is quite a deal. Go to PragerStore.com. That's PragerStore.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Just because it's cold outside, it doesn't mean you need to stop grilling, not if you've got the right grill, and that would be a Solaire infrared grill. Solaire infrared grills perform equally well in the cold of winter as in the heat of summer. Just like you feel warm from the sun when you step out of the shadows, the Solaire infrared burners heat your food directly, not the air around the food like conventional grills do. The intense heat also results in the juiciest food you will ever taste from a grill, gas, charcoal, or otherwise. To get the great taste, it's all about the heat. And Solaire Infrared from BestHotGrill.com gets hotter than anything you've ever experienced. Try it yourself with the Solaire Demo Program. Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. BestHotGrill.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire, it's so delightful.
Hey there, folks. It's the Christmas season, and I have the pleasure right now of talking to someone who I've seen on TV quite a bit. I've admired him and what he has had to say. He is out with a brand new book. The book is called The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Welcome, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, to the Eric Metaxas Show. Privileged to have you.
Thank you so much for having me on, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all that good stuff.
And all that good stuff. You speak strongly, which I admire, on some really important issues right now that are dividing the country. Your book is titled The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. So what is your story? How did you get to where you are today?
Well, I was born in Alabama on a plantation, and I grew up under the Jim Crow laws. I remember for colored signs only were whites and all that good stuff. But the thing that we had going for ourselves back then is that we had family. The grandparents were around, the parents were around. They taught us to treat everyone the way that we would like to be treated. We were taught to work hard. There was no such word as racism. That word was made up after the civil rights or during the civil rights movement. But there was no such word as racism. We knew that there was good and evil, right versus wrong. And so I grew up loving all people and loving America and not hating, because we didn't have so-called physical leaders guiding us. We were guided by God and not by some other person. So I didn't grow up with that mentality. However, I did develop that mentality when I moved out to L.A., California at the age of 18. I started listening to Louis Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson and most of the black preachers who are not called by God but by their mama. And they were saying that white people hated black folks and that it was racism and all that. And I believed that lie. And once you believe a lie, it controls you. And whomever introduced that lie to you control you as well. But I suffered for a while, and then I realized that if it's true that white people are against us because we are black, then why is it that the people who are promoting so-called racism was doing very well? The preachers, Jesse Jackson and others. And I realized that they had lied to us. And that's when I came back to myself, and I've just been fine ever since. And that was 30 years ago.
Wow. So 30 years ago, you kind of woke up. And
yeah, because
you say you came back to yourself. That sounds like the in the prodigal son, right? He came back to himself. He sort of, you wake up to reality. And so what happens at that point? I mean, what was it that made you realize that people like Jesse Jackson were not helping blacks in America, but they were, you know, preaching something that's ultimately divisive and harmful?
Number one, by questioning things. Whatever you question, you're going to get the answer. A lot of people are afraid to question. And so I questioned what they were doing, because they were black. They were going, their kids were going to the best schools. They lived in the best neighborhoods, and they were making all the money and doing their thing. How come the white people were not holding them back? And so I asked God to let me see myself, because at the time I didn't know myself. So even though I was going to church, I was hooping and hollering, I was paying tithing and offering, volunteering in the churches, but yet I didn't have peace within. And I had read in the Bible that Christ came that we might have peace. And so I asked God to let me see myself. And so he allowed me to see that I had hatred in my heart. There was a dark spirit in me So he allowed me to see that I had hatred in my heart. And I'm like, wow, that's interesting. I didn't know I looked like that within. And so he reminded me that I resented my mother, who had tried to turn me away from my father because she was angry at him. And so she tried to turn me away. And the worst thing to happen to boys and girls is to turn them away from their fathers, because when you turn kids away from their earthly fathers, you turn them away from God. And whether people know it or not, admit it or not, realize it or not, there's a perfect order to life. And that order is God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. So when you turn the kids away from the father, the mothers turn them toward them. And that's when they lose their identity. They become like the mothers instead of like the fathers. So I realized that, and I went and forgave my mother for doing that. And for the first time in my life, she told me about her life and exactly what she had done to me. Her mother did it to her. And so I forgave her, and God forgave me, because he said, when you forgive others, he will forgive you. So I forgave her for doing that. And then I returned to my earthly father, and it's been paradise ever since. I have perfect peace. I can see what's going on. And that's when I saw that black people are being used by the so-called civil rights leaders, the black preachers, Jesse Jackson and others, that they needed their fathers, because if you don't love him, there is no peace on earth for you.
It does seem that at the root of the problems in black America, in urban black America, is fatherlessness. There's no question about it. And we know that Senator Moynihan, a liberal New York senator in the mid-60s, wrote about this. And he saw that the breakdown of the black family was at the heart of everything. And obviously, we know that the welfare culture encouraged that, gave economic incentives to women to not stay with the man that was the father of their children. But we're nowhere near talking about that anymore. It's been over 50 years since Moynihan put that out, and it's the same issue.
The one thing I know for sure and without a doubt, not all, but most black people are suffering not because of racism. There's no such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, deadbeat-dad-ism, or white supremacism. It doesn't exist. Our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. You're either influenced by good or you're influenced by evil. I know for a fact that black people are suffering not because of all those isms, but because of the destruction of the family. They have been raised by single mothers nowadays, and they are angry. They are yearning for their fathers. And that's what the problem is, but they're believing in liars. The children of the lie are using them for their own personal gain. And the children of the lie are the liberal media, the Democratic Party, the right-o Republicans, the never-Trumpers, the black race hustlers. And as I said, most of the preachers who are not called by God but by their mama. That's why the blacks got to wake up and start thinking for themselves, because these people are not going to give you up. They're using you for personal gain.
Now, you know, it's interesting to me when we're talking about a spiritual battle. I agree with you that this is a spiritual battle. And what the left has done really in the last 50 years is divided people up. And when you talk about homophobia, Islamophobia, racism, and so on and so forth, what it ultimately does, because I experienced this in college, it's giving you permission to hate. In other words, if you feel that you're the victim or you're somehow oppressed, you're being given permission to do the thing that God never gives us permission to do, which is to hate. And we see this hate coming into full flower in the culture today. I mean, when you see these vicious mobs of people cursing out the cops or cursing out anybody that disagrees with them, you realize that they feel justified. In other words, they feel that they're on the right side. Somebody told them hatred is good. You know, continue to be to rage, to be the resistance. And I really feel like that's what this president is facing right now. Whatever you think of the president, I happen to think he's a good president. But the point is that even if you disagree with somebody's policies, to demonize them and to allow yourself to hate them, we know is spiritually destructive and wrong.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, once you are born again of God, it's impossible to hate. We are to discern, meaning that we can see injustice, speak up about it, deal with it, but don't hate it, because you become like what you hate. And I have to tell you, I call the president the great white hope. Did you know I call him that?
No.
He is the great white hope. He is the greatest president that we've ever, in my lifetime, ever had, that I've ever seen. And they hate him because he is a straight, white, conservative Christian man of power. And the worst thing that you could be in America today is straight, white, conservative Christian man. White people are the most hated species on this side of heaven right now. And the people are hating the whites because they're losers in life. They have failed in their own life, and they need to blame it on someone else. And since they know that most white people are afraid to speak up, they would not tell the truth to the people of color. They are intimidating white people and taking away everything they have, but they're hated because they're whites, and the losers don't know how to overcome being so-called victims. And that's why we need white people to speak up. Because if I don't know if you remember, but if it wasn't for white people, there would be no America. It was white people who founded the greatest country on this side of heaven, and they created the greatest country. The unfortunate thing is that they allow others to come in. It's like inviting someone into your home, and they turn it on you. That's what they're doing to white.
I want to hit pause. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. The book is The Antidote. Don't go away.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. More people did their shopping online this year in one of the shortest holiday shopping seasons in years, and that pushed overall sales higher. Early data from MasterCard Spending Pulse shows that retail sales in the U.S. rose 3.4% between November 1st and December 24th compared with last year. However, that's slower growth than in the previous year when sales grew 5.1%. Online sales rose at a faster pace, up 18.8% from last year. A Tennessee man is being held without bond in the stabbing deaths of two men outside a Nashville bar on Saturday. One of the men killed, the brother of NFL quarterback C.J. Beathard of the San Francisco 49ers. On Wall Street, stocks have been higher. The Dow is ahead 46 points. The NASDAQ up 51. This is SRN News.
Hey, this is Dennis Prager. We do the Happiness Hour, the Male-Female Hour, and the Ultimate Issues Hour. Since 2010, we have done over 1,200 such segments. Per your request, the Prager Store has bundled them all together and offering them as a holiday package. Every Happiness Hour, every Ultimate Issues Hour, and every Male-Female Hour, that's hundreds of hours. We've had the best ofs for each year, but never every segment since 2010. All in one place. These segments have literally saved lives, kept marriages together, and allowed us to talk truthfully about issues without influence from the left. Now you can own every Happiness Hour, every Ultimate Issues Hour, and every Male-Female Hour since 2010. Until the end of the week, the complete bundle is 70% off. This is quite a deal. Go to PragerStore.com. That's PragerStore.com.
Hey folks, the team at MyPillow is grateful for you this holiday season, and they're so grateful they have an amazing offer, buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. He says, the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 and use the promo code ERIC or METAXAS for a limited time. You can buy one, get one free, plus free shipping. Call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code ERIC or METAXAS. ERIC or METAXAS, go for it.
Hey there, folks. Merry Christmas.
I'm talking to someone that I admire, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. The book is The Antidote. My dear friend Dennis Prager, I love Dennis, he says, if you read only one book about what ails large segments of contemporary Black America, this should be the one. On the cover of the book is a blurb from Dennis Miller, whom I also admire greatly. He says, this guy is doing God's work. I don't even know if Dennis Miller believes in God, but I find that I agree with what he is saying. Jesse Lee Peterson, you are you're a firebrand. You're not afraid to call it like you see it. Have you been doing this for quite a while, or is this a new development in your life? I mean, you had this epiphany 30 years ago, but at what point did you begin speaking publicly and having a radio program and so on and so forth?
29 years ago, because once God caused me to wake up, he allowed me to see what was really going on. So I started a nonprofit organization called Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. And for 29 years, we have been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We tutor, we counsel, we have a home for young men. We started an entrepreneur academy where we're teaching young men, all men, how to start businesses. And we deal with all races of men. No one is excluded. And because it's spiritual and not color. I started a credit union so that I can loan the guys the money to start their business, and they pay back with small interest. And it just been amazing to see these guys go and forgive their mothers and return to their fathers, and that anger is taken away from them by God, and life, they just spring up. Life is full of life because God is in us. The kingdom of heaven is within. So we've been doing this for 29 years now, and come next February, 2019, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, it will be 30 years. I wanted to ask you, as a and the folk can check us out at rebuildingtheman.com.
Yeah, I want to ask you, rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com. Okay.
That's right. And I have a radio show, a TV show, thefallenstate.tv, and the jlptalk.com. We deal with all of this stuff. But I wanted to ask you, what is it like for you being a, you look white. You are white, right?
I don't identify as white. I identify as a Latina transitioning to a Latino. Actually, that's,
oh, you're Latino?
That's not true. No. Metaxas, oh. Some people think it's Metaxas. It's actually Metaxas. My father's from Greece. My mother's from Germany. They left after the war. They came to America separately and met in an English class in New York City. And so since they came from war-torn Europe where communism was a thing, they taught me to love America. And they never taught me to think in terms of categories like race. It's very interesting because, you know, I was raised by people. They don't even think of race because, you know, Greeks don't have the history of America with slavery. When they think of slavery, the Greeks were enslaved by the Ottoman Turks for almost 400 years. So they hate the Turks, you know, until they get Jesus and then they pray for the Turks. But the idea, you know, that I was raised in a home that was multi-ethnic, but I never really particularly thought of myself as white. I thought of myself as Greek and German and American and that kind of thing. And it wasn't really until I went to college that I began to pick up on some of this kind of thing.
So what does it feel like knowing that you hate it for no reason other than you being white, and then you're not able to speak up for yourself? What is that like?
Well, that's the thing. I think because I'm a Christian, I have a different attitude about it. You know, I pray for my enemies, and I know that apart from the grace of God, that's me, right? And I think that it doesn't mean that it doesn't disgust me, but I have to pray through it and forgive. But I think that many Christians, in a way, almost not just Christians, but a lot of white people accept this as though it's their due somehow, that I, of course I'm hated, you know, and they apologize almost for being white. And I think to myself, wow, Jesus, God created me this way. How could I apologize for it? I'm supposed to use whatever I have to bless people. But the idea that I should be somehow apologizing for it, but, you know, to buy into this kind of structural oppression and stuff, to me, It's cultural Marxism. It has nothing to do with truth. It has nothing to do with helping people. It's about dividing people. And I really think that it is an absurdity that there are people giving themselves permission to hate groups of people, whether it's white people or men. And we all know that there's some men that hate women, and there's some white people that do hate black people. Whenever you give yourself permission to hate groups of people, you know that person is sick. Something needs to change quick.
Well, one amazing thing about the book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood, I write about Barack Obama, the fallen messiah. Barack Obama is the fallen messiah. I write about Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan, Muhammad Ali, and others. And the one thing they all had in common is that they had no fathers. And as a result of not having fathers, they all have anger. And they are very destructive. They're dishonest people, and they're misleading the folks because they don't believe in God because they didn't love their earthly father. And so I want people to know that, because when they understand the spiritual aspect of what's going on, they will see it has nothing to do with color, but it has everything to do with a father and a mother in the home being a good example and showing you the right way to go. Because a lot of black people have fallen for the lie that it's about race. It is really not about a race at all.
I want to go back. I want to talk more about the book, The Antidote. Folks, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson is my guest. This book is full of interesting stuff. Stick around.
It's the most wonderful time of
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated marketing text messages, message, and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Tom from Kane11, and I have one question for you. What size socks are you wearing right now? If you're like everyone else I've asked, you simply don't know. How could you? That's because until now, socks were made in one size fits all or just a couple of sizes to fit every size foot. But not at Kane 11. We make our socks in 11 individual sizes from 7 to 17. That's right, 7 to 17. Great looks and colors to fit everyone's lifestyle. From cotton to wool or anything in between, Kane 11's got the perfect sock for you. Better yarns, better quality, just a better sock. If you don't love them just like we do, send them back for a full refund. That's the Kane 11 promise. Once you wear a pair of Kane 11's, I guarantee you'll never go back to wearing socks in multi-size ranges again.
Save 20% off your first order when you text SOCKS to 246810. That's text SOCKS to 246810. Text SOCKS to 246810.
Don't let your home be invaded this season with rats and mice. Keep them away the most humane way with Plug-In Pest Free, 100% chemical free. totally safe for your family and pets, and environmentally friendly. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that has been scientifically tested and consumer-proven since 1995. Now that's fair dinkum. With a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year manufacturer's warranty, what have you got to lose? Stop inviting unwanted rodents and pests in with baits. Say goodbye to traps and start saving money today with Plug-in Pest Free. Order yours now at gopestfree.com and save 20% with promo code PEST20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Are you ready to start saving money? Gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I continue my conversation with Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. The new book is The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, you know, you've written a lot of books, and you tell it like it is. And it seems to me, and there's a great irony here, that liberals in America, or leftists really at this point, they are afraid of strong men, and they are particularly afraid of strong black men. And there's a great irony, because they always talk about people, you know, men are afraid of strong women. They are really afraid of real masculinity. We're not talking about toxic masculinity, but a godly masculinity, a masculinity that's not afraid to lead. Why do you think that is? And why do you think people like Reverend Jesse Jackson, you mentioned, and others have bought into this idea? It seems to me a great irony, because Obama himself was not he seemed himself a little bit shy about being a strong man. I don't know why. You know, he talked a lot about leading from behind. It was almost like he's apologizing for being a man. He didn't apologize for being black. But it seems to be part of the leftist mindset.
Well, the left are like that because they are Satan is their daddy, and they don't have the mindset of a man. Men are logical and not emotional. So they have the mindset of their mothers. That's why they must be born again. Born again means to overcome your mother and return to your father. Christ said, there will come a time when I will return the children to the fathers and the fathers to the children. And so Jackson and Sharpton and Obama and all those people have not done that. So they think and feel like a woman instead of a man. A man doesn't have a feeling like that. You see it in the president, the Great White Hope. He is a perfect example of a man. First of all, he was close to his father, his earthly father, growing up. And if you notice, he lead the way. He made decisions. He take care of his family. He's taking care of the country. We are his family, so he put the country first. He's not afraid to speak up. He doesn't care if you're a man or woman, whatever color you may be. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're right, you're right. And yet, he loved everybody. And so the president is a perfect example of what a man should be, representing good. But Obama and Jackson and all those people, they hate that because they hate their own identity. They identify more with the woman than they do with the man, their fathers.
Well, it's interesting because I know from reading what you write that you're not anti-woman, but what you're saying, which is controversial in this day and age, that there is a difference in how God made men and how God made women, that we're complementary and we're equal, but we're not the same. We're very different, and that's intentional on God's part.
Whereas I mentioned, there's this order to life, and that order is God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. And so love comes from above, from God, through Christ, through the man, through the woman, and down to the children. Women don't have love to give. They are to receive love from when they're growing up, from their father as little girls. And when they become adults, they get it from their husband. Or if they never get married, they get it directly from God themselves through Christ, right? And so, but what happens is, because of that fallen state, Adam and Eve syndrome, and the men are trying to get the love from the woman, and it causes a lot of confusion because the women don't have it. They are receiving. So what needs to happen is that they must be born again so they can change that order. Right now, the woman, all those men who have not been born again, the woman is their God. And the reason woman is their God, because they resent their mothers, and their mothers are like God to them. And so they hate their mothers, and they end up marrying women just like mama. And once they get married, they become the boy, and the wife become the mama. So the cycle has repeated itself, and it's not going to change until that man is born again of God and overcome the birth of the woman.
So your solution is not political. It is spiritual, ultimately, that we all must be born again, as you would guess. I agree with you that we cannot love others unless we receive the love of Father God, and he gives us infinite
Absolutely.
Love, and we can love and we can forgive because he's given us so much love. So tell us about, we just have a 2 minutes, but Bond, this organization, is it around the country? Is it just where you and are, LA? Where is this happening, and how can people access this?
Well, they can go to rebuildingdemand.com.
Rebuildingdemand.com. Rebuildingdemand.com.
And right now we're just local, but we're in the process of setting up chapters around the country. We had chapters happening for a while, but when we had the market crash a number of years ago, we had to shut them down because we don't get money from the government or anything like that. People help us to help others. But we now have people listening to the show and getting help from around the world. I counsel with men and women of all ages, all races around the world. So there are a lot of people who want to start chapters in their town. So we're in the process of doing that. But for now, they can go to rebuildingtheman.com.
And they can find you at jlptalk.com. That's Jesse Lee Peterson, jlptalk.com. And how often are you doing your program?
I do my radio show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. And we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And I want people to call and get involved. And if they need counseling, they can set up counseling. We have the greatest counseling service ever. And so they can get involved in that way. And again, it doesn't matter what color you are or whatever, right? Because it's spiritual. It's not physical at all.
I have to close now, but I just want to close on a positive note. I was so blessed to learn that Kanye West has been born again. I hope people are praying for him, because it's an amazing thing when a leading figure in the black community, in the music community, starts talking about Jesus that way, and even daring to say that he likes this president. I was not expecting this a couple of years ago. This is a dramatic development.
Well, the one thing, I do want to interview him. The one thing about being black in America, you are not allowed to be an individual. The blacks do not, they want everybody to live in the same camp. And even though it doesn't work, they don't get along with each other either. And so, but for Kanye West to step out on his own, it's a major deal.
It is amazing. I'm so sorry we're out of time. Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, God bless you, my brother. Congratulations on the book. It's called The Antidote, folks. Check it out. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Please come home for Christmas.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Republicans are becoming increasingly confident they'll be able to hand President Trump a bipartisan acquittal in his Senate impeachment trial. Bernie Bennett reports.
With 67 votes needed to convict the president and remove him from office, and the outcome of a Senate trial all but guaranteed, GOP senators are broadening their sights as they plot their strategy. Senate Republicans think they'll be able to pick up one or two Democrats on the final votes for each impeachment article. That would let them tout Mr. Trump's acquittal as bipartisan, an angle they've already seized on when talking about the two House votes, in which a handful of Democrats crossed the aisle to join Republicans in opposing impeachment.
More people did their shopping online this year in one of the shortest holiday shopping seasons in years, and that pushed overall sales higher. Retail sales in the U.S. rose 3.4% between November 1st and December 24th compared with last year. The Dow up 68 points, the NASDAQ ahead 57. This is SRN News.
I'm Andy Solomon. Rideshare platforms have evolved to provide riders with even better experiences. Sheriff John Wetzel, chairman of the National Sheriffs Association Traffic Safety Committee and former president of the International Association of Chiefs of Police, explains.
Companies like Lyft are making rider safety a priority by continuously screening their drivers. Before getting into any car, riders should match the license plate, car model, and driver's name with what's shown in the app. During your ride, you can share your location and route with your family and friends.
According to Wetzel, communities where Lyft is available have also seen lower rates of impaired driving and fatal crashes.
For example, Miami-Dade police announced that there was a 65% decline in impaired driving arrests in 2017 compared to the four prior years, thanks in part to ride-sharing. Nationally, 71% of Lyft riders say they are less likely to drive while impaired because of the availability of ride-sharing services.
For more information, visit Lyft.com.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time for play, it's a whipped cream day. I wait for it to hold you around. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's shining so your nose won't freeze.
That is Dean Martin, and I was with his daughter, Dina Martin, recently listening to her sing this song in person. It's so beautiful. Aww. And I have to say that... in the Christmas special, the TBN Christmas special, I perform this with Victoria Jackson.
Yeah, one of the highlights, I must
say. She plays the role of Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
I play the role of Dean Martin. And you know what? I look way more like Dean Martin than she looks like Sinatra, I got to say.
Somehow,
you know, she really didn't make an effort.
No.
That's the problem with Victoria. But it's such a we had such a great time. We sang Christmas carols and stuff. If you didn't see the TBN Christmas special, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, there's just something for everybody in it. If you want to find out more details, go to tbn.org for listings in your area or whatever. But it's just on, like, I don't know, they're playing it like seven times over the holidays. Don't miss it.
Don't.
Alvin, people are still giving to CSI.
Yes.
There is still time to give to CSI.
Yep. Still time.
I want to encourage people. Christian Solidarity International is freeing slaves in the Sudan. What an amazing thing that we have the freedom to use our money and our freedom to free those who have no freedom. They're in slavery. We know that radical Muslims in Africa believe in slavery. Their worldview doesn't say this is bad. They don't believe we're all created in God's image and we're all equal. They think that if you're a Christian, you're unequal. And they have been enslaving people for a number of decades. We have to do what we can to free these people. CSI helps us to do that. And it's hard for me even to think about this sometimes.
Yeah. I know. But I'll tell you something. What's really great is that this Christmas season, for $250 or any amount toward that, you are paying to free a human being from slavery. It's an amazing thing. And it's not just that some of these people have been enslaved for 20 years and more. But when they get out of slavery, they still have to get acclimated to life again as a free person. And sometimes the family that they are going back to didn't even know where they were for 5, 10, 20 years.
I mean, can you imagine you found out that somebody's in prison for 20 years and for $250 you could get them out. And you know that they don't belong there, that it's a wrong. that's been done to them, a horrible, horrible, horrible wrong. And you say, well, it's not my problem. Folks, this is our problem. And we can all give something. The only question is what? There's some people that can give $1,000 and not feel the pinch at all. It's all tax deductible. There's some people that can give $100. There's some people that can give $40. There's some people that can give very little. But you know what? It doesn't matter what you give. The point is, give something. Please, folks, you go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com, and you give anything. It's between you and God. But the point is, if you were enslaved, literally enslaved, wouldn't you want those people who claim to be Christians over there in the West to lift their fingers to do something? Well, this is all teed up for you. You're not having to go over and get involved. All you have to do is either write a check or make a phone call. I'll give you the phone number right now. It's 800-253-3522. 800-253-3522. I'll say it again. 800-253-3522. Or you can go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com, and click on the banner. Everybody can give something, and I hope you'll understand that we're all on the hook for this, folks. These people are suffering. We can do something about it. We're obliged to. The reason we have our freedom and what money we have and the things that we have is so that we can help those who can't help themselves. These folks can't do anything. And if you were in their shoes, you know you'd want somebody to do something. Yeah. Do what you can. Thank you. I'll give you the phone number again, 800-253-3522, 800-253-3522. God bless you and thank you.